Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
It's easy for us to draw the conclusion that the women here in the U.S. don't want to interact with us, that they feel awkward, they're just really bashful, or they just try to avoid us, when in reality, that is actually a lie from the enemy. Most of these women that you see and that you're holding the door for, which I totally affirm, I appreciate that you do that. I hope all men would do that. I think if you tried to reach out your hand and shake their hand, that might be going over the edge a little bit. Mm-hmm. But holding the door for them, or even saying something kind, a hello or whatever, you know, especially if their husband's nearby, and speaking to both of them, that's great. But I think what we don't understand is that the majority of Muslim women have been here. Some of them have just arrived. Some of them have been here for years. And all they know from what they see on television, what they experience when they go to the store, no one else wants to make eye contact with them. Or if they are, they're just sort of looking at them very sternly, wondering, you know, with a suspicious eye. And so for them, they feel like that they are not wanted here. They feel like they don't want to make you uncomfortable, so they're not going to look at you. Because they think that we are like, the, you know, what you hear on the media, that we really don't want them here, that we think they're all terrorists or extremists, which is so not the case, especially with women.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them are extremely lonely. Because they can't find jobs as easily wearing hijabs, you know, the veil or the head covering. Their husbands go to work and they try to make a living for their family so they can send their children to school. But the women, day in and day out, are unfortunately stuck at home. And if they don't have a community of other Muslim women, then they're even more isolated. And just one point I'd like to make, and I mentioned this in my book as well, but I have a very close friend here from a Muslim country. She's been here for many years, and her children go to school, her husband goes to work, and she sits in her apartment and makes it beautiful. She cooks all day long, but she has no real friends in her neighborhood, and she can't go out. She feels uncomfortable going out because she doesn't want to make her neighbors feel uncomfortable because she thinks that her neighbors are afraid of her and that they don't want her here. And so she has a vitamin D deficiency, and she has skin problems, and her hair's falling out. But when I go see her, she knows that I love her. She knows that I'm excited to see her. And talk about a spread. She just will cook for 2 days and make pastries just because she's so excited she has a friend coming over to see her. And women, whether they're Muslim, Hindu, whatever, women have a need. And I know all people do, but especially women have a need for companionship, for friendship, and for understanding. And a lot of Muslim women come into the States, unless they have a Muslim community, they are not receiving that at all, and they're extremely lonely. So I say to any women listening to this program, the next time you see a woman with a head covering on, approach her and just say, wow, your head covering is so beautiful. Where are you from?
Mm.
And watch her melt before you. Now, the biggest bridge for the gap is to say, wow, well, let me say that. I'm just so glad you're here. And you'll have an absolute friend for life.
That is such
good
news.
They're loyal, they're wonderful people.
Mm-hmm.
And we just don't know it because the enemy has us convinced that they don't like us, and the enemy has them convinced that we don't like them, and it's just a lie from the enemy.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.